From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Global stock markets were all over the place today. Asia up, Europe down. Here at home, stocks are mostly lower today. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is here now. And John, let's talk about Asia and Europe. Why so different with those stock exchanges?
Well, it's really a question of time zones. You know, European markets were still open when the Fed made its dramatic move yesterday, and there was a turnaround there, although it was short-lived. Overnight was Asia's first chance to react, and Hong Kong jumped 10%, and Japan was up 2%. In Europe today, markets started out okay, but began dropping quickly and ended down 2, 4, even almost 5% in one example. Traders in Europe feel like interest rates are too high there, and they are a lot higher than in the U.S., so borrowing is more expensive for European companies. But in Europe, it's less clear that the economy is sputtering. In fact, they're dealing with some persistent inflation, which is caused by a growing economy and rising energy prices. So the central bank, the ECB, is reluctant to lower interest rates. And some of their central bank members have even been critical of the Federal Reserve for cutting interest rates too soon and too far. So I called up an expert on Europe's economy, Peter Kennan of the Council on Foreign Relations, just to find out if interest rates there are too high.
I am a bit concerned that the ECB could be getting behind the curve. They continue to say that the European economy is strong, but there are signs of weakening.
So Kennan, like many stock traders in Europe, is disappointed that the European Central Bank hasn't been as aggressive as the Fed in lowering interest rates.
Okay, so that explains what happened today in Europe. What about what's going on in the United States?
Well, at the beginning of today's session, there was a big 260-point drop in the Dow, and that might have been a reaction to the sell-off that was going on in Europe at the time. But like yesterday, there's been a bounce back from the bottom. It seems like there's a lot of nervousness among traders. They seem to be looking around and saying, well, everyone else is selling, I better do the same. And that's without any immediate reason for all this skittishness. Yes, we've got housing problems, we've got bank problems, but we've known all this for a while. People have been predicting this downturn for several months. So there's a certain amount of herd mentality going on.
And meanwhile, the White House and Congress are getting together to talk about an economic stimulus package, and we'll find out some details about that when we talk with Max Baucus later on in the program, head of the Senate Finance Committee. But, John, how could this stimulus package affect the situation you see now out there on the street?
Well, the idea is to put some money in people's pockets, to give businesses some tax incentives, to invest in new jobs, new factories. But, you know, the details could get contentious. And the CBO pointed out today that the deficit is already under strain from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.